I can imagine Mr. Wallace is probably at a school right now greeting students. How are you, Mr. Wallace?
I'm doing very, very fine, and you're absolutely correct. I'm standing on the steps of Sexton High School, and not only are we greeting students, but we have a nice contingent here of community individuals. We have Mayor Hollister, former Mayor Hollister, former Mayor Benavides. We have Black Men Incorporated, and we have a series of ministers from throughout the community.
And so, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, it's one of our efforts that we launched, community-driven. The volunteers have come out, and we're off and running to a very good start, Tony.
Well, let's talk real briefly about online learning. I know you've made that a part of a segment of your a learning process there. It's new. How's it going?
Well, we are on the front side. We are finished here. We are going back to the annex. That annex, as you know, has been totally renovated. It's a great learning environment. We had an open house last week. It houses 60 computer stations. We're serving 60 youngsters this morning, 60 in the afternoon, and 60 this evening. So it's full. We have a waiting list, and there's a great deal of excitement, and I can't wait to get back and visit with the students that are part of that program. It's going to be a great program, Tony.
Also, you've had a challenge to face with Eastern High School. Didn't cut the mark when it came to hitting certain test scores and learning skills. Talk about your plan to bring Eastern up to par with the rest of the high schools in the Lansing School District.
Well, I had an opportunity to address the Eastern staff last week. And I can say to you that the enthusiasm is high. They're beginning their work on creating a plan to accomplish that task. That plan is due to the state November 16th. It appears that of the four options that are available, they are looking at a transformational model. And they're beginning their work. There is board support, administrative support, and we're confident that they will continue to step up. They made remarkable gains this past year, and they should be commended for that, despite the appearance of not making it. When you have percentage increases between 12 and almost 28%, you have to applaud the efforts of that staff. Yes, they fell short, not on academic achievement, and I need to stress that. Academic achievement, they were above state average. Where they fell short was 0.25%. of one student on the graduation rate.
All right. So, all right, Superintendent, I need to get to break. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.